Introduction. Hello and welcome. Thank you for picking up this book, and if you are a fellow worried writer, I hope you find it helpful. Almost 4 years ago, my dream came true and I became a published author. Through denial and mind tricks and sheer stubbornness, I had weathered 7 years of rejection to reach the fabled land. I had what I had dreamed of my whole life. A publishing deal. I had achieved the goal which had consumed my every spare second and had kept me awake at night with desperate longing and the fear that I would never make it. However, instead of riding high on a cloud of happiness, although I had lots of moments which felt like that, I felt exposed and frightened, fraudulent and beset by doubt. My fear and anxiety didn't disappear the moment I was chosen. In fact, in some areas, it grew. Plus, I had a whole new set of worries to contend with. Was the book really good enough? Would people hate it? Hate me? On the night before publication day, I was so terrified that I actually considered phoning my publisher and begging them not to release my book. Also, I discovered that there were layers within the publishing industry. It was one thing to be intellectually aware that there was a hierarchy which spanned from six-figure advances reported in the bookseller and appearances on daytime television to low, first-time author advances and digital-only distribution, and quite another to be inside it. Having said for years that I just wanted to be published, and I didn't care about the rest, I found, to my irritation, that I did care. It mattered because I had bound up my sense of self-worth and success with my publishing deal. A cruel voice, spoiler alert, it was my voice, whispered that I still wasn't a real author. I had a tight deadline to deliver the second book, and through misery and self-doubt I managed it. But it was not a joyful experience. After that, tired and anxious, my old habits of procrastination reappeared. These were closely followed by extended sessions of self-flagellation. Why are you so lazy? You don't have what it takes. You will never be a real author. And I finished each day defeated and guilt-ridden. Having always needed a certain amount of busyness to keep procrastination at bay, I decided to add something else to my working week of writing fiction and blogging. I had become mildly obsessed with podcasts, particularly those which discuss the creative life, and I fancy the challenge of learning something new, so I decided to start The Worried Writer, a podcast to help writers to overcome fear, self-doubt, and procrastination. I figured I had some experiences and tips to share, and a whole lot more to learn. What better way to do so than by asking other authors, most of whom were far more experienced and successful and productive than I?